Warren, it's good to get out and about into Edinburgh Primary this morning for the opening of the Norman Whiteside Sports Facility.
Yeah, it was good, to be honest. Great to see the kids. You know, I'm a bit stiff from joining in with the players last night. But, you know, it's fantastic for the kids. What a setup. You know, honoured to be asked to go and open it. And, you know, I said it leading up to a couple of the games we've got against the teams with the AstroTurf pitches. You know, we'll be certainly hoping to use our facility. But no, kids are very friendly. People had organised it. You know, they deserve a fantastic, you know, round of applause and a big handshake, because I thought it's, you know, it went very well. Kids were superb, you know, polite. And it's a great little arena they've got up there.
It's a great facility for kids in those sort of areas, isn't it?
You know? Well, it is. You know, I said up there that, you know, I've got four kids of my own, but I can't seem to get them off these iPads and computer games nowadays. You know, there's an open-air facility, and, you know, the kids, I said to them, get on it as much as you can and enjoy it.
Nice to see George O'Boyle there as well, former Linfield striker.
Yeah, George was there. You know, he's still looking fit. I said to him, you've got your boots. But, no, listen, George is fantastic. You know, he's a player, ex-player here. You know, and it's fantastic to see him. And, you know, he's doing a fantastic job up there at Albert Foundry, you know, with Colin. So I think, you know, it's fantastic to see people like that and bounce ideas off and get into the new season.
You mentioned Albert Foundry there. Any chance of a game up there, perhaps?
Yeah, we're going to give them a game. We're just waiting on a date being finalised, but we'll get a friendly up there. Fantastic big pitch, big grass pitch. But, you know, we'll get up there and play a game. I don't know when, obviously, regards Europe, but, you know, maybe towards the end of July.
Training the last two nights, how's the boys been in the past two nights?
What can I say? You know, I've been very impressed with them. You know, obviously, some of them are still on their holidays, which, you know, it's just difficult. But, you know, they're only going to miss one or two days. But, no, you know, the boys have come back, right? They've listened to their programmes, they've done their programmes, and, you know, the tempo at times is probably a little bit too high for this time of the year. But, you know, I can honestly say they've come back in fantastic shape. And, you know, it's been a good start so far.
A few young boys, Adam Sally, Callum Byers, a few young boys have been involved.
Yeah, I think it's important, I said this here, to bring the young boys through. You know, there's been a lot of interest in Adam. I'm not going to deny that. He's a good player, but I think at the end of the day, they've got to keep their feet in the ground and do well. You've got Callum there, who's up training with us, Johnny Fraser, who's went out, you know, and you've also Dale and TJ, who's come back, the wee goalkeeper Johnson. So I think it's important to get them up there and get them training with us, get the youth and show what it's like with the big boys.
And I'm sure your phone is still, you know, red hot with, you know, making contact, trying to bring players in, etc.
Yeah, it is. It's the busiest time. But, you know, I've said this before, I'll never pay over the odds for a player. If I want, I could go and sign two players at the moment, but I'm not. I just will not meet their wage demands. Because, you know, it's just, I'm not saying ridiculous, they've got to look after themselves, but at the end of the day, you know, it's what they want. Some, yes, I find funny who, you know, have got no interest in talking to us, which just beats me, because, you know, you've got the biggest club in the island, and they seem to say that they're happy at these clubs. And listen, that's no disrespect to them, but, you know, not to even go and speak to the Linfield, you know, you know, keep them happy. But no, look, I'm not going to rush into things. There's still a long, long way to go. I know Europe's here, but we'll focus on Europe. But I'm sure one or two things will come up towards the end.
You must be delighted with the guy Bates, Dale, and looking forward to him joining us, yeah?
Yeah, guys, I'm delighted. Sid, he's a striker who can, you know, he's one of them who can occupy two centre halves, I think. And people think he's a big lad. Yes, he is. But, you know, he's got great feet when he scores goals. And, you know, we've obviously got Andrew there and you know, we'll see what else. But I think we've got, you know, two very good strikers, and, you know, I'll be delighted when he comes and joins the players.
You're always on the lookout to strengthen the squad, aren't you? And, you know, coming up the new season, it's a busy time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, definitely. You're always, you want better players in. As I said, that players come, players go. It's their decision. But, you know, it's not one to lose sleep over. That's football. So, you know, we'll keep trying right to the end. And, you know, the thing is with us this season, we're very versatile. you know, people think that, oh, we need this, we need that, but we've got so much versatility in that team. So many amount of players can play different positions, which is a fantastic thing to have. But, you know, I'm sure one or two things will come up towards the end.
Your mind now turns towards the draw in Europe on Monday. So, you know, we want a tie on Monday that we can win and make progress in, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, I want the easiest one we can get. You know, I'm not looking at one of these off big, get a great team, this and that. I want the easiest route we can get because I want to really go far. The rewards are fantastic. It's great for the players. Playing Europe, and you know, they had a good few days last year in Sweden, which was great, against Stockholm, which we're nearly done, but you know, we want to repeat that and hopefully get somewhere that we can overcome.
And seeing the ground buzzing there on Saturday past for the Romania game, it'll be great for us to get playing again at our own stadium on the 2nd or the 9th of July, won't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it'll be fantastic. We'll be playing at Windsor Park again. You know, yes, it was great for Northern Ireland playing at Windsor, but you know, at the end of the day, it's Linfield's, our home pitch, home stadium, and you know, really looking forward to getting in there and getting the boys a feel of the pitch again, and you know, hopefully turn it into a fortress for next season.
And the message to our supporters at the minute is to get their season tickets renewed and you know, sign up for another season of cheering us on. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. The season tickets have been going really well. So you know, the more the merrier, the more support we can get. You know, hopefully it can rub off on the players and we can achieve something this year.
Thanks a million. All the very best for the rest of the pre-season.
Thank you.